Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Kermit Baker, the chief economist with the American Institute of Architecture. Kermit, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Kemp. Thank you.
Let's start with the economy overall. We got several things we're watching. Obviously, inflation has been keeping interest rates high and housing turnover stalled. Then you've got tariffs, which is a threat that gives you uncertainty, but also, I mean, if they kick in, creates more inflation. Then you've got immigration crackdown, which, you know, that takes the labor base away, especially in the flooring installation business. Then you've got the national debt. But on the bright side, you've still got pretty strong employment numbers. Did I hit that all right?
You hit it exactly right, except for the last one, Kemp. I think there was some concern with the most recent jobs number report with some significant downward revisions over the last couple months that's bringing that into question, I think, how strong the economy really is. Now, the good news from that is that I think it's going to make it easier for the Fed to begin its another lowering cycle for interest rates. But I think it, you know, on the other side, it's all the things you mentioned does suggest maybe it's going to start showing up in the broader economic numbers.
So that's what's behind us. What do you think that the rest of the year is going to look like from just an overall economy perspective?
You know, I think slow growth. I mean, a lot more talk now about recession. I don't think we'll see one, but I think that, you know, the prospects or the probability of one has increased recently. But I think uncertainty is still the word of the day, as it has been all year. And I think there's still a lot of nervousness out there about how strong the economy really is and how much growth can it generate, you know, particularly in sort of the residential, non-residential areas that that our listeners care about.
Yeah, this tariff thing is probably the most substantial thing to watch because, you know, it's earned our president a little of a nickname on Taco. As soon as he gets right to where the dates, it never happens. So it's going to be interesting to see if he actually kicks these things in, right?
Yeah, I think, Kemp, the reason for my semi-optimism is I think that if we were to see a downturn in the economy, it would be, you know, largely the result of these tariffs. And I think, you know, I think the administration would like to avoid that. So I think they'll get to the edge and say, gee, if this is really going to kick the economy into a downturn, maybe we better hold back a little bit. So, you know, we'll see, but you're right. It is sort of a daily activity to figure out who's on the list and who's not.
It is, yeah. Okay, let's talk about the commercial construction business. A little background. When you compared 24 to 23, the market was up about 6.4%, but it's not doing as well in 25. Give us a feel for that.
Yeah, our architecture billings index, Kemp, which we generally talk about on these calls, has been weak really since the fourth quarter of 2022. It hasn't been super weak. You know, the first year it was kind of moving sideways. This is an index where signal sort of stability. And so we've been, you know, in the mid to upper 40s for most of that period, particularly the first part of it. On the other hand, kind of 2.5 years of weak numbers here is a bit disconcerting and doesn't point to a lot of strength in the construction market, number one. And number two, not a lot of signs that things are going to change anytime soon. You know, when we collect information on billings at architecture firms, we also collect information on new project work coming in. And that hasn't moved, needle there hasn't moved at all either. So, you know, architecture firms are not seeing new projects they're going to be designing, which will lead to construction, you know, sort of 9 to 12 months down the road. The only kind of emerging sign of optimism is the third indicator we collect, which is inquiry. It's kind of a softer measure of discussions with clients or things like that that might suggest project work is going to materialize sometime in the near future. And that number over the last couple months has been a good deal stronger. I guess I kind of think of that as kicking the tires, Kemp, that there's project work out there that owners and developers are interested in if conditions were to look a little more favorable. So I think if we do see some improvement in the economic outlook, there's a fair amount of work on the sidelines that could kick in pretty quickly.
As we look at those subsegments, I think office, even if you take data centers out, has been doing better than a lot of people thought as people come back to work. And you've got, obviously, healthcare, which is doing pretty well. And then education on the institutional side is still growing. Is that what you're reading?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right on that. The office number's not strong, as you suggest, but not as weak as one thought they would be. What I'm hearing anecdotally, Kemp, is not a lot of that is new construction, but it is a reconstruction work. And it kind of makes sense. If you're sitting there and kind of worried, can you lease out space or not, you might kind of, you know, try to spruce it up a little bit, get it a little more attractive. So of the space that is leased, your building will be one of those. Number one. And number two, I think the kind of return to work, the remote work is sort of plateaued. So I think we've taken the biggest hit there moving forward. And I think the market will slowly recover on its own as things settle down. But the institutional side, you know, we put both healthcare and education on the institutional category. And those numbers are looking a bit stronger. There's some concern with, you know, federal cutbacks in spending. A lot of that work is done at colleges and universities, the research side of that, and they've been hit pretty hard. But, you know, I think generally, certainly the demographics are pretty strong on the healthcare side. And, you know, education still has some sort of recovery from the pandemic, I think, in terms of work that was delayed. So I think both of those sectors are looking modestly optimistic over the next year or two.
All right, let's shift to housing. Tell us what your read is on that. Obviously, inflation is a huge issue there with the cost of a house that's almost double what it was, say, 10, 12 years ago, right?
Yeah, affordability continues to be a huge issue in the housing market. You know, high rates, as we've talked about, I think in the past, Kemp, has created this sort of lock-in effect. You know, if I'm sitting on a 3.5%, 4% 30-year fixed rate mortgage, kind of a disincentive for me to trade up and take on a new mortgage at 7.5%, 8%, whatever prevailing rates are now. That's slowed it down, and I think, you know, the research that has been done on this topic suggests that, you know, turnover really does spur a lot of home improvement activity. You get the home ready for sale on one end, do some work, and then when you move into a home, gee, we'd like to, you know, change some of it, improve some of it, get it ready for what our household needs are over the next few years, and that generates a lot of home improvement activity. So the fact that we've seen really almost record low home sales over the last year or two has really held back that market. And I think the outlook is really for sort of flat levels of spending moving forward. You know, not a lot of growth this year is projected in home improvement spending, which has really been the case over the last couple of years. We haven't seen much of a bump in home improvement spending at all.
So for the flooring professionals that are listening to this interview, when do you think we're going to start seeing some turnaround and maybe some positive movement on the residential side?
I think we need to see lower interest rates, and that gets back to the first part of our discussion, is we need to, I think, demonstrate that inflation's under control, obviously reining in our national debt, which is sucking off a lot of the capital available, is something that needs to happen before we're really going to see that market turn around. Obviously, a lot of need out there. We have a pretty dramatic housing shortage. You know, house prices continue to be unusually strong. Starting to see some improvement in rents because of the surge in construction we saw beginning in the early days of the pandemic, is that those units are finally starting to come online. But I do think we need that. You know, I think the thing to watch is probably interest rates there. I think that would be the driver to get that market restarted in a more significant way.
Okay, Kerman, I appreciate you giving us your read on the economy and how it's affecting the building market. Again, been talking to Kermit Baker, the chief economist with the American Institute of Architects, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.